This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we're going to have, let's all hold hands and sing about awareness, because there's another awareness campaign. It's like... Why are you laughing, Super Don?
That just sounds funny. We're going to hold hands and sing about awareness.
Awareness, right? Doesn't that make you feel great, though? Look, we all got together, held hands, and sang awareness, awareness. It's like, oh, we're all so aware and enlightened now. I'm like, you know, I get the idea of community. That's not my point. I'm not, you know, totally making fun of everybody, but there are a lot of things to make fun of. And apparently, one of them not to make fun of is Antibiotic Awareness Week. Ooh, don't make fun of that, Robert. You'll be in big trouble. The United Nations, the World Health Organization, is now saying, be aware of antibiotics for 1 week and 1 week only. Why? Why should we be aware of antibiotics? Is it because they've created maybe more diseases than they've solved? You know, it's an interesting thing. I think about the era of antibiotics. We go back and we learn about penicillin and the sulfa drugs and where it went, ampicillin and different things, methicillin, and it went on and on and on. Then they created new categories of antibiotics. And, of course, the idea in that time was, you know what? We have conquered nature. Man was like, medical man was going like Tom Hanks in Castaway. I made fire, right? We conquered. It's so arrogant to think that there would be no unintended consequences, no negative impact of killing something that God created. Now, I say this related to our microbial friends, if any of them are listening today. You microbes, you know who you are. It's not that you're evil. It's just that man's stupidity creates an environment that has you manifest new genes, and then you start going and getting ugly and mean and nasty, and then man says, see, that we have to kill that. Not acknowledging man's role in creating it, or at the very least co-creating or altering creation in such a way that it becomes dangerous to our health and to our life. Now, homeopaths in the early part of the 20th century in America and around the world were already addressing acute infectious disease with great success. Naturopaths, herbal eclectic doctor people, men and women were helping people overcome infections. In fact, thousands of years of recorded history, there was evidence of use of botanical medicine. Even the use of silver goes back to Hippocrates, maybe earlier. And there was no evidence that those things stopped working. You understand that it wasn't that in the 20th century, my goodness, the herbs just stopped working. The homeopathy just stopped working. No, it was the imperative by the Rockefeller Carnegie Foundations to establish a medical monopoly based on patent chemicals from the petrochemical industry. And then the elimination of all competition to that. So, the success homeopaths had, even during the Spanish influenza outbreak that they claim it was in 1918. But we could go to typhoid and typhus, many of the fever diseases, and the homeopaths had mortality rates 10, 20% maybe, sometimes less. Whereas the modern allopaths of the time
had mortality rates well over 50, 60, 70, sometimes 80%. That means people died when they went to allopathic doctors, and they didn't die when they went to homeopaths and naturopaths. Yet antibiotics took the place in the era of aspirin, wonder drugs, that worked so instantaneously that your suffering was eliminated at the blink of an eye. It's like, my gosh, one dose, I feel great. But at what price, at what cost? Is that how nature works? One moment, you're great. The next moment, well, in food poisoning, it goes downhill fast. That's an acute issue. But in a lot of these infections, due to environmental toxicity or nutritional deficiency, it kind of sneaks up on you over time. You might have nagging little things you don't really pay attention to, and then bingo, bango, bongo, you're in trouble later, and then it's devastating. But then they give you more antibiotics, and you're like, wow, I survived it. And you're thinking, that's the greatest thing. Modern medicine saved us. That's what they'd like you to believe about vaccination in the 20th century, despite the fact that mortality of all of those diseases was well on the way on out, almost gone, by the time they introduced these vaccines. And then they blow up that graph in just that little bit, and then it makes it look like it's a steep decline when the decline was going for decades before. So now we've got World Antibiotic Week awareness. What are we going to do with this information? Are we going to go to the doctor the next time the doctor prescribes for us an antibiotic? We're going to hear as what we've said, what I've said. It's a form of chemotherapy. And no, thank you, doctor. I think I'll go to my homeopath. I think I'll go to the health food store and get some silver hydrosol. I think I'm going to ramp up my echinacea intake right now, do some elderberry, do some homeopathic keeper sulfur calcarium. How about some homeopathic phosphorus? Yeah, why not? No, that's not at all what's going on here, Super Don. The World Health Organization is wanting you just to know to not use too many antibiotics, too much. But really, what practical are they proposing to you, to me, to all of us in the World Health Organization's collectivist public health mindset that's really going to change anything tomorrow? With a medical profession trained only in chemicals, synthetic chemistry, patented chemicals in reversing infections that were caused by medical interventions that preceded it. Chlorinated water, fluoridated water. You name it. You upset the microbiome, you are vulnerable to infections that you catch from within. If you can catch from within, you grow them from within. You didn't have to catch them. Nobody had to sneeze on you. You got an infection. Antibiotic. There we go. So, what are we going to do? How about doctors treating people that don't even come to see them and giving them a prescription for antibiotics? That would never happen, would it, Super Don? Right?
You wouldn't think so, because listen, the antibiotic resistance thing has been mm-hmm. a very active topic in the news for a long time. Mm-hmm. Superbugs. Here come the superbugs. We've been talking about that for years.
Do we need more awareness about superbugs? I think we're overflowing on awareness.
Well, it's like, what is the definition of awareness? I think everybody's aware of the problem.
Mm. Yeah.
I think the awareness needs to take place with the doctors more than people.
There you go. The people at this point, if they're not trained, they don't know. You get it. They're like, oh, they don't know. They go to the doc. They say, give me an antibiotic. And the doc says, no, wouldn't be prudent. You have a viral issue. You go, I'm going to another doc. They go doctor shopping. So then the doctor says, oh, I better write them a script for an antibiotic because they're going to go to somebody else. Somebody else will do it. That's not a good excuse, doctor. In fact, I've argued that you should have a placebo antibiotic prescription. I forget what we've named it over the years. I mean, that should be standard course of action. Yes, here's your antibiotic, and it's a placebo because you know that it's not going to help. It's a viral issue, or there's not a bacterial issue. So this is what needs to happen. But no, in the case of the rise of STDs, they're still calling them sexually transmitted diseases, doctors are not even having to see you. Like if you go in with an STD, they're going to write a prescription for that person that you say you were with, or your partner, your whatever it is. And how is that responsible medicine? I mean, I get it. You're going to say, well, they're likely infected because they've been engaged in these activities. But, I mean, isn't it more responsible to come, can you bring that person in here so we can assess and see this is for real, this is really needed? Now, that's not even going to the place I would go in terms of homeopathic prescriptions. Right? Doctors that would prescribe homeopathy, silver, and other things that we could do in this regard. There's a lot of irresponsibility out there, but can you lay it on the public, really, or is it the doctors?
Well, and let's take into consideration here, let's say somebody gets an STD, right? And they go into the doctor and say, doctor, you know, there's something going on here. And the doctor, you've got gonorrhea or something like that. Yeah, okay, now, here's a prescription for your partner. Go give them this antibiotics. Now, I'm thinking there's got to be a certain number of people that went to their doctor with an STD that probably didn't want anybody to know they had an STD, right? Or, yeah, you know, that's not, hey, here's sure. some you know, antibiotics from the doctor because I have whatever. They probably, you know, said, screw you, I'm not going to be with you anymore because you gave me an STD or something. So what does that mean? Now you've got a whole bunch of extra antibiotics that were written for somebody that they'd never made it to them, right?
I just wonder, you know, the basis of that. You know, we talk about malpractice. It's like prescribing antibiotics for someone that's not even your patient. I don't know. Maybe there's an argument to be made that it's a good idea. I'm just not so certain. I've got my questions about that. And, of course, the doctors are the stopping point, ultimately. Although, as we said with the vaccination issue, if they wake up and stop vaccinating, they'll just go to the nurses. The nurses wake up, stop vaccinating, they'll go to the pharmacist. The pharmacists stop, they'll just go to the school librarians. They'll always find a way to discard who they're using and abusing. Doctors, you are being used and abused by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. You should know better. There's no reason. It's in the pharmacopoeia. You can look in the Merck manual. They use silver in the 20th century. There's a historical use of so many things. Read Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter. You'll learn about all the medical history they didn't teach you in medical school. Now, we've got a good news story, and I don't think it's related to this week because the World Health Organization is not even mentioned here. Story about probiotics. Probiotics increase bone volume. Now, this was a test on healthy mice, and they were given a probiotic, specifically Lactobacillus rhamnosus, GG, LGG, and other intestinal microbes produced a metabolite called butyrate, which in turn activated bone-enhancing immune cells, including regulatory T cells. So they've actually shown now that probiotic microbiome health is vitally dependent upon the microbiome itself. In other words, your bone health dependent on the microbiome. That what microbiome is present, the balance that everything is there, is vitally important. And it's not just about what you put in, but it's about what your body can use. And if your microbiome has been destroyed by antibiotics because your doctor was unaware, do I need to say more about that? I think we're going to do another bone. Actually, you know what? I leaped over the one I wanted to do because I had to go good news fast. And it's a semi-good news. Can we combine probiotics with antibiotics or antibiotics with probiotics and succeed where the antibiotics alone have not? That's an intriguing question, and we're going to answer it after the break. So don't go anywhere. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is it so good? You guys watching on YouTube, you see me taking a lot of this. CBD oil plus CBDoil.com. The cafe mocha flavor is just ridiculous. It's like a treat. Super Don, if I got you one of these, you would never want it to go away. I mean, as much as you like coffee, right?
Yes.
This is lovely stuff. Anyway, go to pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off there. We were talking probiotics. I jumped ahead to this segment, and I'm sorry I did that. But nobody would have known had I not said it. But I like to let people in on the way we're thinking. If we goof up, I mean, I don't mind that people know that. But the probiotics increasing bone volume in healthy mice it's a fascinating story that, it doesn't even get into the issue like we talk about 100% whole food silica as a supplement to build bone health. We're talking about the microbiome itself and how it interacts with the tissues of the body, how these bacteria are critical for our ability to utilize the substances within our body, the substances of creation. Yet we spent so much of the 20th and now the 21st century destroying the microbiome, and we're desperately trying to find our way back. Now, many of you have said, well, if I just take probiotics, that's enough. And I've argued that, well, if it were, that'd be great. I'd applaud you and say, yeah, that's right. But if you've been altering and destroying the home for the microbiome for years, if not decades, due to antibiotics and other things that modern medicine and modern municipal water systems throw at you that destroy the microbiome and inflame the lining of the gut, you can't expect the best of the best probiotics to get in there and stay. If they're designed to live in a rainforest, you can't turn the rainforest to a desert and say, here, just live here. It doesn't work that way. What will grow there will be considered pathogenic, opportunistic, candida, Clostridium difficile, H. pylori, these things that are, if they're there normally, they would be there in check and in balance and everything would be fine. But alter the terrain, alter what grows there. Now, all the years I was raised on antibiotics, Again, God bless you, Mom. Love you. It's not, you didn't know, right? Most parents didn't know. They just dutifully took their kid to the pediatrician. Another ear infection, another antibiotic, right? Probiotics and antibiotics create a killer combination is the headline. I'm thinking, woof, are they combining it and killing people? No, apparently it's the two joining forces to eradicate drug-resistant bacteria. So this caught Super Don's attention and my attention. This is an MIT research project. Apparently chemical engineers devised a way to encapsulate probiotics so they can be delivered along with the antibiotics to kill multiple strains of bacteria. Because you do know that in a healthy microbiome, these certain species of microbes are able to tamp down and defeat and eat what we would call the bad guys. So their idea is like, we can't kill everything with the antibiotic, but if we get the guys we know we need, the gals we know we need, get them in there too, maybe we can have a 1-2 punch. So this is their goal in the fight against drug-resistant bacteria. MIT researchers used probiotics. Now, what they did is they wound it into something called alginate, and so that it would deliver after, even though it was brought in at the same time as the antibiotic would do its thing, and then the alginate would break down, apparently, and deliver the probiotics. And this is a more rapid route of regeneration, potentially, to succeed where others have failed. But I would still argue that you'd be better off using silver hydrosol followed on by a probiotic, because the unintended consequences of the antibiotic, even in this circumstance, is inflammation and indiscriminate destruction of the home for the microbiome. That even that probiotic in alginate may not be able to correct over time. So it's a stopgap. It's a step in the right direction, Super Don. I will give MIT and their engineers some props here. I like where they're going.
I was fascinated by it because, listen, you know, we talk all the time about problems that are caused by the arrogance of man. And quite often that arrogance doesn't seem to go anywhere. And they just, you know, I say they, I mean, we're all part of the human family here. But it seems like, especially when you come to things like antibiotics, what is it they always say is the solution? More antibiotics, stronger antibiotics. And it's like, come on, haven't you figured out that the antibiotics cause the problem? And you think somehow the antibiotics are going to solve the problem? And so you get these guys at MIT, really smart. They're looking at the problem. They're kind of
different way. Going a different way.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, they actually figured out something that is improving the situation, but ultimately is not going to solve the problem.
Sure. It's fascinating here because they're looking at MRSA and Pseudomonas. And they exposed them to encapsulated Bio-K and tobramycin, so the probiotic and the antibiotic, and all of the bacteria were wiped out in the dish. Now, it may work differently in vivo, in the body, but, again, I like their thoughts. Again, if they would abandon the antibiotic and move into silver, they'd be much better off, much better. And we already know how to do that. So as smart as MIT are, or is, the people there, you're smarter. We're smarter. We've already put it into play. They're invited if they want to join us. Back up.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barataro from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Nearly 9,000 firefighters are continuing to battle wildfires in California on Tuesday. Search and rescue teams have been using cadaver dogs to try to locate victims of the campfire in Northern California. Jody Jones is the mayor of Paradise, California.
Right now, we need time and patience and perseverance. I've seen these things on TV before, and it'll be one neighborhood. But in our town, it's the whole town. It's 90% of the residences. It's just everywhere you look, there's nothing.
Late this afternoon, a judge ruled that Palm Beach County could continue counting votes for an extra 5 days. Those votes were supposed to be counted all by Thursday. The judge gave them until the 20th of November. Governor Scott's attorney, Jason Zimmerman, said this all comes down to a trust issue.
We have a trust issue in this process, and we need to do something now before it is too late.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, y'all, let's crank it up and talk about something I don't want to talk about for a change. How's that? Super Don, take over. It's your show. I don't even want to go here. I love Sayer G and Green Man Info, but it's just a topic. It just annoys me that we have to bring this up, but I guess there are people that need to hear it, need to be warned about it, and you know, that's part of what we do. It's the clarion call to wake up and go, hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the wrong things. I mean, there are things that genuinely should bring you fear, that you would navigate around them, right? But in this case, what might that thing be we should all navigate around and discard?
How about fear?
Well, as I said,
I don't want to abandon fear altogether. I think it serves a purpose, you know, right? It keeps you from jumping off of a cliff without, you know, a parachute. I mean, you know, basic concepts. I know I'm taking it to an extreme, but there's a logical extreme that we need to acknowledge.
Fear as a manipulation, though, I think is what we're looking at here, right?
Sure. And who does it better than anybody within our government? Just about. The most glorious fear mongers of all. If you guys want to go, like, I want a career in making people afraid, very afraid. I'm going to tell you, this is actually super done. Tell everybody they should try to apply for a job at this agency. If fear is what they love to do, they like the fright, they want Halloween year round, go
That's
work
right.
for this group.
That's right. The CDC is where you want to go. And the CDC is, as you said, the best at this in collusion, though.
Mm-hmm.
With the media, because they are complicit in this as well.
Well, and you know, the media, as good as they are at fomenting fear, and they love it because it drives ratings, they couldn't do this kind of fear without the CDC, because who could they blame? Who would they say, the something, something, something says, be afraid, be very afraid, and you go, who cares about that? I don't care what he or she says. But if the CDC says it, we've been programmed that, oh my gosh, they have said it, we must be frightened. You know, I could hear George Carlin. You know, at this point, right? The programming is complete. Government tells you to be afraid, and you're afraid. CDC says, you know, bend over. You go, how far and how long do I have to bend over, right? No, that's not a good way to go through life. But we've been programmed to trust authoritarians in the medical world. They don't know a lot about what we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. They don't want you to know about the things we talk about here all the time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Not because what we're saying is wrong, but because it reduces the fear until the point of their ability, or let's say the ability to frighten you is no longer there. It's gone. And you look like the emperor wears no clothes. The old, you know, was it a Grimm fairy tale? Who did the emperor wears no clothes? That's the classic where the kids finally saw the emperor was still naked. The scam artists were the CDC people trying to, you know, robe the emperor in invisible clothing. And the CDC, they're making it up. They're telling you, as we talked about earlier today, that vaccines are not a suspect in the AFM. Based on what? Well, we said so. We're the emperor. We said so. If we can convince the emperor to say it, he's the emperor, you have to believe it. This is why people believe Louis Pasteur instead of Antoine Bechamp. They don't even know who Bechamp is, because Pasteur was friends with the emperor. And whoever's got the inside track to authoritarians, the power structure in our government, our CDC, our FDA, they get to make the rules, and then the ignoramuses of American bubaconuses believe them. They believe them when the CDC says you must get this vaccine or else you will die. And in the case of the annual pilgrimage to fear, look no further than the CDC, and that was the basis of this article by our friend Sarah G. at GreenMedInfo. He talks about how the CDC uses fear to increase demand for flu vaccines. Which, if in reality you knew that the flu kills less than 1,000 people every year, it probably measured in hundreds, maybe. And even that could be suspect, because how many of these are validated as flu deaths directly, because we found massive quantities of replicating influenza viruses in those bodies? Or was it the fact that there were pre-existing conditions, or, as they call it, secondary complications to influenza or influenza-like ailments, because they never validated that there was a flu actually in that person's body, that then becomes a statistic that they claim, oh, it was 36,000. Or what did they say? It was 80-something thousand last year? They came up with this in retrospectively. Yes. It's like, we just make stuff up. We're the CDC.
If you recall, it's the same thing they did. Was it with the swine flu?
Yeah, I believe so.
That, like, after they had the swine flu, and then suddenly it was like, oh, 150 zillion people died of this.
Make
and we're
the lie
looking
as big
around
as possible.
Going, where did all my neighbors go?
Where are all the body bags?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So how do they increase demand for flu vaccines? They tell you lies, and they repeat them. They have their medical minions repeat them, the doctors, the pharmacists at every corner drugstore. They have, you know, the mainstream media on the federal, well, I say federal level, but, you know, if you still watch the news at that level, or 24-hour cable news, with rare exceptions, do you have like a Brian Kilmeade saying, nope, I don't get the flu shot, or a Michael Strahan, you know, former NFL guy, saying, I won't get the flu shot, and they kind of laugh it off, and then you never revisit that and say, hey, why did he not get it, and really explore the reasons for that. No, that's just an anomaly. And so you'll have the daytime television shows. You'll have local newscasts, the midday news, the evening news, afternoon news, the nighttime news, all saying, hey, get your flu shot. So the media has been basically compromised. They are a basically information or propaganda delivery system for the CDC when it comes to flu shots. And this is the one show on the air in talk radio that you will learn that you don't have to catch the flu. You create it by what you do from Halloween forward. All the garbage you ate during the Halloween and the weeks following, leading up to the overconsumption of food at Thanksgiving, even of good quality, you abuse your microbiome. You upset the immune system, the seat of the immune system. You don't know what to do to correct it. And then you go through the holidays of December, the Christmas parties, and eat and drink and be merry. And all of those things serve to further upset the microbiome that may have already been devastated by previous uses of antibiotics. That you were never told how to correct the damage that they caused. Not just by taking probiotics, but by healing the gut, like with the Silver Aloe Protocol. Like with the Alta Cangest, the tea, that the powder you can make into a tea with warm water that you can get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. They won't tell you that. They will frighten you and frighten you and frighten you, and it's all based on lies, including the ultimate lie, the 1918 Spanish influenza. People didn't die of flu then. You can't tell me they dug up somebody in Alaska and found evidence of a virus that they didn't even know existed back in 1918, and then they claimed that was the thing that killed everybody. Millions of people died. No, that's a big lie. It's so big that people don't even question how absurd that is to make that claim. And then they build on it. And then the Hong Kong flu of 1968. Then the swine flu of 1975. And Gerald Ford rushes into production a swine flu shot that kills more people than were harmed by the flu itself. And then they double down and triple down instead of disbanding the CDC, which would have been the good thing to do except for the toxicologist in the basement. They continue to increase funding based on a phony war on a retrovirus never caught in the act of doing anything. Yes, the era of AIDS and the scam claiming HIV causes it. I could go on and on, Super Don. Just wind me up. Mm-hmm. Let me go. This is the scam, and it's a bunch of lies, and I don't know how much more I have to say before we can move on, but you tell me.
Here's my quick takeaway from this article that he put mm-hmm. together, really comprehensive, has a lot of good information in here, but something I think that needs to be mentioned mm-hmm. is that he points out that the estimates that are given by the CDC on the deaths every year from influenza, they don't – a lot of people just assume that they somehow – because they're the CDC, right? They've got their access to all of this data and information of what's going on with everybody who died. So it's like, well, you know, they must know that, you know, those people that died, they died from the flu, right? I mean, why else would they say it? But in reality, this isn't coming from, known cases of influenza. It's not coming from any type of, you know, reputable surveillance data. It's coming from a mathematical model. Mm-hmm. And when you actually boil it down, the Cochrane collaboration, the Cochrane community, when
they
look into it.
Compromised, yes.
Yes, that they found that just a little over 1,000 people a year are actually dying of an actual influenza virus. So when they say 80,000 people died, they're pulling that out of their butt. I mean, it's just like, I mean, they're off by 79,000, really, you know? I mean, it's like, so those people didn't die from influenza.
No, it's
if they even died at all, you know?
Yeah, it's a complete fiction. And yet, the CDC gets away with it, just like the mainstream media. They're allowed to lie to you. Why do you partake in the mainstream media, those of you that still do? I kind of know why you're here, as much or as little as you can be, but there's still people that are hypnotized by CDC statistics as they're related by the mainstream media. Why are you a patron of the media, that media that is pharmaceutically conflicted? You know, Sayer encapsulates in one huge, well-documented and researched article what we've been covering ever since I've been doing radio. And he condensed it into one article, so go through it, and you'll never be afraid of the CDC claiming the flu is back, or any number of epidemics that they're going to claim are happening due to a virus that's really due to toxic pollution and deficiency. Law of the Terrain, folks, Antoine Béchamp. Learn it. By the way, I mean, if you're worried about flu, homeoprophylaxis. Homeopathic remedies of various influenza strains are legitimate ways to sensitize your immune system without harming you. Dr. King's got them. DrKing's.com. Check it out. And we also have silver hydrosol. Stops viral replication. If there's genuinely a viral issue, it enhances your own immune response. We talked echinacea. We've talked elderberry. There are so many ways, including upping your selenium. Remember, selenium is critical for cellular integrity and function and also stopping viral activity, including Ebola. That's right. The peer-reviewed literature, as my alibi, talked about selenium-deficient soil supplementing selenium in those people suffering with Ebola and having it be reversed. No drugs necessary. Even though silver can stop it, too. I don't say it can't. But, hey, replenish the selenium in the soils and in the people, and Ebola goes away. These are things that it's a very inconvenient truth for the pharmaceutical medical minions to realize that we don't need drugs and vaccines. We have other ways to go. Because the idea that we would say, well, vaccines don't work, so just abandon them, and now you want people to be dangled in fear, in a new kind of fear. Oh, no, there's nothing. No, there's something. There's a lot of things. And we continue to focus on that. Whereas the media ignores this 50-year-old woman who dies 48 hours after receiving 8 vaccinations. I don't know if I've seen that in any mainstream media report. Did you see about this 50-year-old woman? Dying 48 hours after receiving 8 vaccines. Folks, that's where the fear is legitimate. Be afraid, be very afraid of those vaccines. You don't know what's in them. Even the doctors don't even pay attention to what's in them and what they actually do to you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health. And Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, what makes you nervous? What makes you nervous? Right, we talk about the fear of the CDC. I'm going to tell you it's artificial intelligence, and I'll get to that in just a moment. Especially at those sacred times when you just want to be alone. But not anymore. AI is going to be there for you, or maybe not. Maybe against you. We'll find out. Upcoming events are always listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I would ask you to go there. You'll see also we've covered some interesting topics, including music therapy for anti-aging, preventing Alzheimer's. And now we've got links to, like, whole tones, using music therapeutically. And once again, our friend Michael Terrell with WholeTones.com is so gracious. He offered an RSB20 code for all of our listeners, you guys and gals. Get 20% off your WholeTones purchases. You know you're going to be buying Christmas music, and you're going to be giving gifts. WholeTones would be a way to go. Other things that we've discussed in terms of probiotics, there are special links to go through the Health Rangers store, you know, store.naturalnews.com, I believe it is. And there are banners. Click on them. Get there. Get the stuff, you know, some of the things we talk about here to help restore integrity to your health. And a lot of that you can do also by reaching out to our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. But finally, we've talked about constipation. I was the poster boy for that growing up. As a child, I was hospitalized. It was so severe. And yet the doctors, they never really solved the problem. Of course, my dad worked for the CB Fleet Pharmaceutical Company, so it was a bit of an uncomfortable intervention at that moment in the hospital, but it got me out of crisis. But nothing they did corrected my gut problems, which lasted for a lot more years from childhood until I figured out what to do. Now, for those of you who think, no, it's all too difficult, Robert Scott Bell, you're way too low tech, I just want, like, an app for that. Well, I would say go to robertswater.com, download the free ebook from Echo, from Synergy Science, and you'll have an app that will connect to your water that will program frequencies into your water. That would be a way I'd say technology is good. That's not artificial intelligence. That's you in control of the vertical and the horizontal. That's cool. I can get that. But when AI is taken over, we're talking Skynet. Skynet in your toilet, though, that's where it's going, folks. AI toilets will scan your poop to diagnose your ailments. I'm telling you, you will never be alone again. You think, hey, I'm going in the, you know, I'll be out in a little bit. Nope, you're not alone. Your toilet is going to scan you. Now, this is of great concern to me. Because Who's programming these things, and how do they know what's going on in reality? I'm not opposed to analyzing stools. Stool samples can tell you some stuff. But the question is about this artificial intelligence. What is it? What is its real intention?
My mission is to protect you.
Oh. Gee, I didn't even know that was going to happen.
Was that the toilet talking?
That was the toilet. We got a demo model in here already. Right?
Wow. Okay.
So, but how do you know, like, you know, when it's okay to go in and try to use this thing? I mean, that's a question I would ask them.
It is time.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
So the toilet tells you it's time?
Tells you when it's time. And
wow. Okay.
You know, if you're on it, right, and you're like, I'd be a little nervous. I'm like, sorry, Mr. Toilet, AI Toilet, the Terminator Toilet, I just can't go right now. And, of course, there'll probably be a message for you at that moment, too.
Relax.
Yeah.
Oh,
trying to help out. AI trying
relax
to help out.
On demand.
Right. Relax on demand. You know, it's like, but I can't.
Relax.
Well, I guess if it tells you to relax, you better relax. Right?
Wow.
So, you know, in terms of analyzing, you know, what is their accuracy rate? You know, I remember when you brought out Watson, the computer that's now running different AI.
Yeah, that was a disaster. That
right?
was not a good situation there.
Not a good situation. But the question is about reliability, right? If it gives you a diagnosis, how close to 100% accurate would it be?
I calculated 83% probability.
Oh, that's not bad, if that's true.
83% is pretty good.
Because it's way better than a flu shot. Maybe 10%.
Right.
But, you know, this could bring up some frightening realities, right? You poop and it says something you don't understand. How do you know how to interpret what the Terminator toilet is telling you, right? Yeah. I mean, you get nervous, like you say, well, I'm 83% sure it's something, but I didn't understand what the Terminator toilet told me. This is artificial intelligence. And you insist it could be really bad. Would there be some kind of counterbalance that this AI intelligence would push back on you? I'm really afraid this could be really bad. Tell me something good.
It's not a tumor.
Oh!
Okay. Maybe we were wrong about this AI toilet thing. Bring it on. Terminator toilets coming to a bathroom near you.
No, yeah, this is a real thing, people.
Yeah, not making it up. I don't know if that's the voice they're going to use, but Super Don, I want to thank you for tapping into the annals of artificial intelligence to bring out the digital reply from your artificial intelligence Terminator toilet. All right, let that go for now. We'll be back tomorrow going outside the box because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.